Much of the coverage of campaign spending and the ads in the last couple of years is centered around big donors and money coming in from so-called super PACs. But one Mitt Romney supporter has used his money in a slightly different arena, maybe not arena, but the soccer field. It's really just the jerseys. He's paid FC New York, the football club in New York, a minor league soccer club on Long Island, to place Romney's name and campaign slogan, Believe in America, on the front of the team's jerseys.
Well, here to talk with us about this unusual campaign advertising in today's Midday Extra is Tony Kelso. He's a media studies professor at Iona College in New York. Hello, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. So everybody's been concerned with super PACs and how that kind of funding could change elections. So how dangerous, how insidious is this jersey advertising kind of thing?
Well, it is a big factor at large. But as far as this story that just came out recently about the soccer team, I think it's just a blip on the map. If this donor was sponsoring, say, the Red Bulls or some major league soccer team, I think it might have some kind of an impact. But given that it's just a minor league team, they're not on television, I don't see what difference it's really going to make.
But what's going on with the soccer jerseys may be emblematic of something important, right, Professor? Campaigns have to get creative in trying to reach voters because voters aren't just sitting there watching TV like they did in the old days.
Well, that's true. That's true. You know, obviously we've always had the standard lawn signs and bumper stickers and so on, but they might be trying to find space out there in the culture to occupy, and certainly soccer uniforms is a new one.
Admittedly, not a lot of people in the grand scheme of things are going to see this actual team, but I'm just thinking about the implications of this. It's
right.
One thing to put up a billboard. It's another to sort of ask your supporters to wear a campaign button or something like that. It's quite another to pay to have your name and message put on the chest of a living, breathing, moving, soccer-playing human being who has no say in it, right?
That's true, but on the other hand, soccer is a sport unlike the other major sports in the United States where it's pretty much accepted that logos are going to be on the jersey. It's almost like race car driving. I mean, I wouldn't be that surprised to see politicians' names on race cars here eventually. And in a way, I almost look at it, I mean, I guess at this level, although it's a little bit more so than what I'm going to refer to, I sort of see it as sponsoring a little league team, you know, Joe's Pizza in the neighborhood.
But how much more evil would that be? I mean, you could put it on children, you know, but that's...
I think that might provoke some resistance, you know, from parents. I'm not sure there'll be much resistance to them wearing it on the soccer jerseys because I think, you know, the public at large is almost inured to this kind of thing.
Well, I think he should go the whole hog, this supporter of Mitt Romney. He should invite people in the famous style of radio stations past to get a suntan using a little cutout with the Romney name, and you can permanently suntan your presidential candidate onto your skin. That would be a...
There you go. Well, I'll tell you, the human body has been used for consumer advertising. You know, they've used attractive women on the beach. They've used people just, you know, and not just, you know, the traditional sandwich board, but actually people out there that have got different sorts of haircuts or wearing certain different clothes. And
yeah, I think,
you know,
I'm with David. Let's go for it. And let's get some Obama teams and a whole lot of Romney teams. Let's have them play each other. And maybe people would actually give a rip about watching professional soccer in this country for a change.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say care about the presidential campaign, but that's another
benefits for everybody.
Right.
Well, Tony Kelso is a professor at Iona College in New York. He's also co-author of The Encyclopedia of Politics, Media, and Popular Culture.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.